Professor Shiller voices his concerns about the stock market again. Central bankers gather in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and estimating income equality in the U.S. and in Europe. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, August 18th. First, this week's calendar. On Tuesday, the Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index for the month of July. Back in May, the CPI jumped 0.4%. In June, it was up 0.3%. So the consensus guesstimate is that for July, it will have climbed 0.1%. The Census Bureau reports on housing starts for July. That's on Tuesday as well. On Wednesday, it's the release of the minutes of the Fed's meeting from 3 weeks ago. Existing home sales for July out on Thursday. And on the political front, after the quick weekend jaunt to Washington, President Obama is expected to continue his Martha's Vineyard vacation through August 24th, and Congress stays on break until the week of September 8th. Later this week, beginning on Thursday, it's the big annual gathering of central bankers and economists that takes place at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It was at this venue 2 years ago that Ben Bernanke announced his $85 billion a month exercise in money printing called Quantitative Easing 3. Nothing that we have heard of on the agenda of that size or scope, but you never know. There's a New York Times piece by Robert Shiller this weekend that I want to make sure that you've heard about. Shiller is a Nobel Prize winner and was among those warning about a stock market bubble in 2000 and a housing bubble in 2005. You probably hear his name more frequently in references to the housing price index, the Case-Shiller Index. Well, Shiller's piece this weekend is called The Mystery of Lofty Stock Market Elevations. He writes, "The United States stock market looks very expensive right now. The CAPE ratio, a stock price measure that I helped develop, CAPE stands for Cyclically Adjusted Price Earnings, is hovering at a worrisome level. I wrote with some concern about the high ratio in this space a little over a year ago when it stood at around 23, far above its 20th century average of 15.21, and now it's above 25, a level that has been surpassed since 1881 in only three previous periods. The years clustered around 1929, 1999, and 2007. Major market drops followed those peaks." Well, that's a quote from Shiller in the New York Times over the weekend. The piece is actually a search for a rationale to explain today's high market valuations. Unfortunately, Shiller comes up empty-handed as he concludes with guesses that it may have to do with moods of the people or irrational exuberance, he says. Here, in doing this, he's copying Keynes, who invented the term animal spirits to explain away what his theories couldn't explain. But Shiller does brush up against the truth when he mentions the role of central banks briefly, only to rush right past it then. Shiller is like a doctor who doesn't know much about the cause of his patient's illnesses, but he can take their temperature and get that right. He does see when tests produce abnormal and dangerous results. So Shiller's explanation for high stock prices is not of much value, but his recognition of them, when they get out of whack like today, out of whack with historical norms, is worth noting. And today Shiller says we are in an unusual period of worrisome levels. And finally, a quick note from the Financial Times, which reports that most Europeans think their societies are far less equal than they actually are, while Americans believe that the country is more equal than it really is. So Europeans tend to underestimate the size of the middle class, and they overestimate the number of poor, while in America, we still believe the dream is alive, apparently, because Americans do the opposite. They underestimate the size of the poor population. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for this Monday and for the new week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.